Ches Shvat, 24th of January, Rabbi Eli Pick, humor and laughter.
I'm afraid I might disappoint you this morning, because going by the title, you might think that you're going to be getting a stand-up comedy. Had that been the case, I think Dudi would have been selling tickets outside. So it's not the case. Nevertheless, Rabbo did always start with a joke, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos Daf Lamed. Rav Aryeh Kaplan was once asked, are there any jokes in the Talmud? And he said, yes, but they're all very old. But humor and laughter is a very important concept in Yiddishkeit, both in Halacha and in Hashkofa. We'll try and investigate some of these. Indeed, the Rambam says that when you perform the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, you should tell the Cholim a joke to cheer up. But if we look at this week's Sedra to start with, Parshat B'Shalach, Rav Hirsch identifies a sort of sarcastic kind of humor coming from Klal Yisrael. Hamibli ein kavorim b'Mitzrayim, are there no graves in Egypt? You know, what do we have to die here for? We could have died there. And Rav Hirsch says that the Jewish people survived through their persecutions by giving themselves a sense of humor to give them comfort, to give themselves encouragement. And the Al-Sheikh coins this term of Hamibli ein kavorim b'Mitzrayim in the Gilas Rus, where Naomi is manipulating Ruth to meet Boaz, and the question is obviously, why does she have to work it out in such a complicated way? Why can't you just have a shadchan? So the Al-Sheikh says, Hamibli ain shadchanim ba'aretz. Are there no shadchanim in the land? The same idea with a touch of humour. But if we really want some explicit humour, we can go back to last week's Parsha, in Parsha's Bow, where we said, Laman Tasapeh. Laman Tasapeh, Ba'oznei Vincho, Ben Mincho, Eis Hashes, Alalti B'Mitzrayim. That there is a mitzvah to tell your children, your grandchildren, the story of the coming out from Mitzrayim, Seidonite, and so on. And the word used there is Eis Asher Hisalalti. What's Hisalalti? Rashi writes, Sochakti, I laughed. And the Ramban also coins this, that there's an idea here of Hashem laughing. Hashem, Yisborach, is showing that he has a sense of humor, but for what purpose? It's not one of the Shloshes Remidos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu laughs. What is the idea of Hashem laughing? Certainly, is Hashem scoffing? What is the whole purpose of it?
Mock.
Mocking. Okay, but why should one mock? Certainly, we say, B'nfono vecha al tismach, that you don't rejoice over the downfall of your enemy. So we don't say full hallel on Pesach for most of the time. Why? So that we hold back, that we're not gloating over the downfall of our enemies. So what's the idea of mocking the enemy or laughing at the enemy? The Al-Sheikh HaKadosh writes, and the Daf Sakeinim talks about this, that when the makas were given, HaKadosh Baruch Hu held back some of the effects of these makas. For example, when the wild animals came in the Orov, they didn't eat up all the cattle, they didn't kill them. Why? The cattle was kept behind in order that they could suffer the plague of Deber. And when Deber came with the pestilence, not all the animals died. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to keep back animals for the Makkah of Borod, when he warned them beforehand, take in your animals, just in case. And those who listened saved their animals, and those who didn't lost their animals. But even there, some animals were held back, like the horses. Why? In order that they could be saved to carry out the chasing of the Yidden towards the Yam. So the Egyptians look at these effects and say, oh, this makkah wasn't so bad. We've still got animals left over. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is laughing at them. Why? Because these animals being left over, it's only because the next makkah could take effect. Otherwise, these makkahs couldn't have all happened. And in the same way with the crops. So when the Borod came and destroyed crops, it didn't destroy all the crops. And the Egyptians would say, oh, this is not so bad. We've still got crops left over. But the only reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept them behind was because of the Arbeh, so that the locusts could come and eat it up. Otherwise, there'd have been nothing left for them. So the Dalai Lama writes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Masachek Al HaRosho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is laughing at the wicked. U'manalo k'marachim alov. He leads him along as though he's having rachmanis on him. He makes the Rosho think, oh, you know, I'm not getting such a bad deal. And then he gets a patch afterwards. What is the idea then of HaKadosh Baruch Hu laughing? Litzonus is a kind of bittle. That when one is laughing at something, and it's usually in a negative way, or in Lashon Hara, Chas V'Shalom, it is a bittle, it is an annulment, it is doing away with something. So if we want to do away with rishus, then laughter is the tool with which we might do it. It's a mitzvah to laugh at an abikairus, for example. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, these are the signs which I did, in order that you will be able to perform the mitzvah of Leman to Saper, to teach your children. Ah, so we ask the question, is it right that one scoffs? Isn't it rather negative? Moshe Avleitzim lo Yoshov. What's this idea of laughing at the enemy? The idea is, because it comes within the posuk of Leman to Saper, that when you're teaching your children, the way to teach your children is with enthusiasm and with humor and with excitement, because that way the chinuch will stick. That is the way that the children will pick up things which will be lasting. So the idea of chinuch here comes into play, or as they say in Irish, the kinderplatzen, that when you've got the children laughing and energetically laughing, that in itself will be a very positive thing. It's part of chinuch. I once knew a rabbi who said, he said, I believe that when I tell a shir, people will forget it after 1 year. So if I'm worried about repeating what I said before, after 1 year I can get away with it. But if I tell a story, I have to allow 3 years for people to forget it. And if I tell a joke, I can't repeat it again. They never forget my jokes. But if we look further in the Torah, we find that the idea of Hashem having humor elsewhere as well. In Sifsei Chachomim, in Parshas Kisiso, there the parsha which we read on Shabbos Chalamoed, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Reyato Omer Elai, Ha'aleh Omazeh. And there, Vagam Motzoso Chein Beinoi, and the idea of finding favor in eyes is repeated, Vato Ibno Motzosi Chein Beinecho. And Moshe is asking Hashem if I could find favor in your eyes, because there was some doubt in Moshe Rabbeinu's mind. Rashi writes there, emes shemot sosichei beinecho. If it's really true that I find favor in your eyes, says the Sicha Chachomim, shehoyo sofek l'Moshe. Moshe had doubt in his mind whether this was really truly the fact that Hashem liked him. How can one doubt what Hashem is saying? But Moshe Rabbeinu had such anova, such humility, that he felt it can't be me putting myself into such an amazing, great status in my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That can't be. Im emesu, if it's really true, shemot sosi, duma masho matzo motzosa chen beinai, maybe what you really meant, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was matzache koyiso. Maybe you were joking with me. Maybe you were just leading me on. Kederech b'nei Adam, like other people do, and they just crack jokes the whole time. Amazing piece of Sisei Chachomim, that Moshe Rabbeinu thought that Hashem was joking. How can you imagine that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hu Olam, is messing about? Chas V'Shalom, certainly not. We find another example of HaKadosh Baruch Hu laughing with Gemara Avodah Zorah in Daf Gimel on a base, where it talks about the goyim who complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they got no mitzvahs. So Hashem says, okay, I'll give you a mitzvah. You can have the mitzvah, an easy one. I'll give you the mitzvah of sukkah. Okay, so the goyim go around and they build their sukkah, and Hashem brings out the hot sun, making it very uncomfortable for them. And what do the goyim do? They get out the sukkah and they kick it down. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu laughs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu laughs. Do we not have a halacha of mitzvah potam in a sukkah? If you're sitting in a sukkah and you're uncomfortable, either because it's too hot or too cold or you're sick, you don't have a mitzvah anyway. So why are you laughing at the goyim for not keeping the mitzvah of sukkah? So the Gemara says, because when the goyim leave the sukkah, they kick it down in annoyance. When the Yid leaves the sukkah, he's upset. He's disappointed that he can't fulfill his mitzvah. That's the difference. So the Gemara there says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchok, Ein Ola Kodesh Baruch Hu Schok El Osei Amuvah. That's the only time when Hashem laughs. That day. Ask the Gemara, Amy, is that really so? Vo Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Shneim Esrei Shoos Hoyu Bayon. That there are 12 hours in the day. The first 3 hours, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshev Osek BaTorah, he's learning Torah. The second quarter of the day, he's Yoshev Adon Eskol Olam Kulo, he's judging the world and realizing that it's difficult with Kisei Adin, so he goes over to sit on the Kisei Rachamim. The third quarter, Yoshev Vazonas Kol Ha'olam Kulo Mikane Re'emim Ad Beit Sekinim. He is feeding the whole world. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing in the fourth quarter of the world? Yoshev Umasachik Al Leviyoson. He is sitting and laughing or playing with the Leviyoson fish. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing. The Balabatish Amoratsi will say, oh well, you know, it needs a bit of time for recreation. That can't be the case. We're talking here about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's a Pasuk in Tehillim, Leviyoson Zeh Yotzata L'Sachik, Bo Tehillim Kufdal. So, what does it mean? The Maharal says in the Be'ah Golo that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is playing and laughing as an act of chesed to nurture and cultivate the Leviyoson in order to preserve it for the Tzadikim L'Osid Lobo. Because the reward that the Tzadikim will get will be from the Leviyoson fish. So that is really then the fourth quarter of the day, not that Hashem is simply playing around doing nothing, but he is planning for the schar for the Tzadikim in the future as an act of chesed. Well, the very first explicit kind of laughter we find in the Torah is with Avram and Sarah. There they are told that they're going to have a son called Yitzchok, and Avram Avinu falls on his face. Vayipal Avram al ponov vayitzchok, and he laughs. He fell on his face and he laughed, and the Ralbach says pure joy. But then it says later with Sarah vatischak Sarah bekir b'leima, and she laughed as well. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells off Sarah but not Avram. Why doesn't Avram get told off for laughing? Have you got no faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Hashem says lo mozeh sochakos Sarah. She's telling off Sarah, because Avram Avinu, he fell on his face. He showed them Munah 100% and trusted HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though it was a bit of a surprise. But Sarah, she had this kind of disbelief, you know, a 100-year-old man and a 90-year-old woman. How is it possible? She just couldn't grasp the idea. So that's why she got criticized. The Bechor Sher says, Avram Avinu felt the joy, he felt the miracle, and he felt the thanks. So he wasn't told off. But nevertheless, Sarah, she thought it was just rather comical. It was rather preposterous. So why is it that Yitzchok was so called? The name was even given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he will be called Yitzchok means he will laugh. What is this idea of laugh? Yitzchok, we don't find him as a very jovial person. He was a dedicated, serious person with the Akedah and so on. So what is about Yitzchok that he will laugh? Why is it that the first person who is born into what is really the Jewish people, who is Yitzchok, is somebody who is connotating the idea of laughter? And we find in Vayera Kaf Aleph, Vatana Sora Tzachok Osoli Elokim, Kol HaShemai Yitzchakli. And the Rashbam says this is a simcha of timohon, of surprise. Sometimes people laugh because they see something very surprising. Yeah, if a conjurer does a trick, people laugh. Why? It's not funny, but it's because it's a surprise element. And when you get this surprise element, people go into laughter. And this is a very interesting idea, because Rav Hirsch writes in chapter 17, Pasuk 17, that the whole concept of the building up of Klal Yisrael is based on absurdity, of impossibility. It's not the natural course of events for Klal Yisrael to function the way it has. That the whole nation is formed against what would be called the laws of nature. Even up to the present day, he says, in opposition to all ordinary laws of world history, an intimation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the midst of mankind to the present day, the narrow-minded people who are deniers of Hashem agrees as the most absurd absurdity. How is it that the Jewish people have continued for one generation after another, despite the Crusades, despite the Inquisition, despite the Holocaust, despite Hamas, despite the EU? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us our lives to continue one generation after the next, whereas other peoples would have disappeared already 2,000 years ago when we were expelled from Eretz Yisrael and we were persecuted in every single generation. There is something absurd about it. That is the idea of the name Yitzchok, because the surprise and the absurdity is something one can laugh about. 300 years ago, the French king Louis XIV asked a philosopher of his called Blaise Pascal, he said, give me a proof that God exists. And he answered, the Jews. That's the proof. So going back to the Makkos in Mitzrayim, Hashem's way is to do the unexpected. So the Rasha gets the punishment. The Rasha thinks he's getting off with it lightly because there's still animals and crops left behind. So that's the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is laughing because the continuity of the Jewish people is based on the idea of Yitzchok. Yitzchok is the future tense. He will laugh. And this week we also read at the end of the Sedra the Pasha of Amalek. The Melchemes Amalek. So we mark this idea, we've got Pasha Zochar not far away, we've got Purim not very far away. So what's this idea of frivolity and joking on Purim? Because joking and frivolity is a form of litzonus. Litzonus is a bittle. To do the bittle of Amalek, we are doing this laughter. That is part and parcel of the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. And as we said before, there's a mitzvah to laugh at an Abikoros. I remember as a child once, Rav Knoblovitz, Zechariah ben Baruch, was looking at a picture of Louis Jacobs, and he was laughing at him and saying, look, this is a picture of a monkey. So you might say, is it right to make fun? Then it's a mitzvah to make fun of an Abikoros. Why? Because litzonos is a form of bittle. And the truth is, though, that there are times when we find laughter which is not so wonderful and positive. Laughter can be a very negative thing. We got the story of Hagar in Yishmael. Vatera sorim ben agam tzis ashe yodot lavrom metzacheik. So what's there, the metzacheik? Rashi says this was a lashon of avodah zorah, or of gilu arayos, or resicha. The three cardinal averus come within the concept here of laughter in Rashi's thing. And there we know that Hagar, Ishmael, mocking Yitzchak and so on, and the problems which came about as a result. We also know that when Yitzchak was born, we say at the beginning of Toldos, Avram holy des Yitzchak, Rashi says, the fish are litzoni hada omim mavi melech and sabro. So there's a litzonus there as well of laughter. There was also laughter by Yosef. Yosef had tzaddik in Mitzrayim, in Parshas Vayeshev, homi lonu ish mitzri litzachek bonu. So in all these connotations, the laughter is something treated as negative. We have this with the Egel Azov, by Yakumu litzachek. Rashi says, b'mashmazek yularoz, shvichas domim en avodah zorah. So there, on the one hand, we've got laughter, which is a very positive, constructive idea, but on the other tip of the balance, you've got laughter, which is a very negative thing, which is completely against the norms of Yiddishkeit. But what do we say in Shia Malos? Oz yimolo sechok pinu, urashonena, you know, we will be praising laughter. We will be having great laughter when we have our gula. How do we reconcile this with a Gemara Brachos, which says in Lamed Aleph, Osel Odom Shimalei Schoik Piv Ba'olam Hazeh? It is forbidden for a person to engage in laughter Ba'olam Hazeh. The Torah in Tovkuf Samach changes this Lashon of Ba'olam Hazeh to Bizman Hazeh. Namely, nowadays we're in Golos and we don't have the Beis HaMikdosh, so we don't have any reason for laughter. Rav Yirmiyot tried to get Rav Zera to laugh. He couldn't get him to laugh at all. It says he was machmir tefei. He would never ever laugh since the Churban Beis HaMikdosh. The Beis Yosef then brings Rabbi Yonah, who says, Shasimcha yaseiro magiles odom nishkoach hamitzvos. So that's not just bizman hazeh, but the olam hazeh. That if a person indulges in too much frivolity, Moshe Mleitzim leYoshov, then that laughter will lead a person to averus, lishkoach hamitzvos, and to forget the mitzvos. Certainly we know from Pekei Avos, Chok Mekalus Rosh, Maginus Odom Le'ervos, so laughter there, it can also be a very negative thing. But also in Perek Vav of Pekei Avos, it says, Miut Sechok is a way of acquiring Torah, that Miut, a small measure, so one has to strike that balance. Certainly, poking fun at Pesukim or Halochos is not a good thing. Rabbi Kuva Zatzal once told me a story about Rabbi Akiva Reger, whose daughter got engaged to somebody, and they had this food on the table. One of them was eggs, and another one was some food which they called kadmim or something. And they were discussing which one to make the bracha over first. They were both shehakel. So this chosan said, well, it says on the posuk, v'ha'ai mikedem. Since it says, well, I is egg, I mikedem, so we make the bracha over the egg first. Rabbi Akiva Eger was so upset about this, he was mevatel the whole shidduch. So, no jokes to be made on Pesukim. Nevertheless, Chazal found that humour is a very good, healthy, constructive way in which to learn Torah. We find a very classic example in Gemara Pesachim, there in Daf Tes Amud Beis. It talks about the weasel carrying the chametz around, and you've got the problem there of cleaning one room, and then going to the next room, and the weasel is carrying chametz around into the room you've already searched. So what do you do? There's no end to it. So the Gemara says, what about this worry about Chulda? Omar Abaya no Kasha. He says, in here we're talking about the 14th of Nisan. Otherwise, the 13th of Nisan, the weasel's not going to hide it. But the weasel knows that Pesach is coming, so it wants to go for your chametz. Asks the Gemara, Omar Rabba, v'chi Chulda neviyohi? The Chulda is a Nevi'ah, it's a prophetess, that it knows that Pesach is coming, that it should hide the chametz. How can that be? And this is a play on the fact that Chulda was the name of a Nevi'ah. Divrei Hayomim, Beis Lama Dalet, that Chulda was a Nevi'ah. So I know somebody who was 10 minutes on the floor laughing when he learned this Gemara for the first time. The Chi Chulda Nevi'ah, he is the weasel a Nevi'ah, but Chulda is the name of a prophetess. Some subtle humor comes up in other places. In Esther Rabbah, Perek Aleph, it talks about Rabbi Akiva giving a shiur to his Talmidim, and they were falling asleep. So he wanted to think of a way to wake them up. So he suddenly changed the subject completely, and he said, Mazoch so Esther l'mlochal shiva v'eshrim u'meil medina. Why did Esther be zoicha to rule over 127 countries? And kachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Esther bitter shel Sorah. She takes after Sorah, who was 127 years. So like she was 127, so she was 127. He changed the subject. He was trying to arouse them from their sleep. And the commentaries obviously ask, what is this humor which Rabbi Akiva was coming up with to try and arouse them and to try and wake them up? One says, in the Arnaf Yosef, he says, well, he was saying to them, come on, I want you to feel younger. Just like when she was 100, she was like 20, and she was 20, she was like 7. I want you to feel young and wake yourselves up and put yourselves together and learn properly. There are other explanations that she caused Achashverosh to be awake, and so I'm causing you to be awake. She paid attention to so many countries, but it was an interesting kind of humor. There's in Gemara Brochus an interesting bit where Daf Nun Hey, Rabbo was not well in bed, and he said this quip. He said, look, those who do like me will daven for me. Those who don't like me, well, bin follow vecho al tismach, therefore I'll get better either way. And in Yavama Samach Zion, Rav's wife was always cooking the wrong food of what he asked for. So his son Chia said, I tell you what, ask for something different and then you'll get what you want. He said, I want lentils, you'll get something else. So ask for something else and then you'll get lentils. So throughout Gemara we find this feeling of humor which comes up in a humorous way. In fact, I found in the Mishnah Berurah an interesting little pun there in the Bi'ah Halacha in Tov Reish Tzadi, where it talks about the reading of the Megillah on Purim. And we're obviously in the humorous Purim spirit in a month's time. And the question there is, does one stand or sit for Megillah? If it's read in public or read in private. And then the question is, can one lean? Can one lean when one is reading the Megillah? So it says, smicha mutter, leaning is mutter. So the Bi'ah Halacha says, b'shas hadachak yesh lismoch al zeh. So, an interesting, whether that was intentional or not, I'm not sure. Anyway, once Rav Baroka was in the marketplace, the Gemara Tanis Chafbeis talks about this Rav who was in the marketplace and he met Eliyahu HaNavi. And he said to Eliyahu HaNavi, tell me something, of all these people standing here, who is a Ben Olam Haba? And Eliyahu HaNavi pointed out two people in the corner, it looked like simple people, didn't see anything significant about them. He said, those two are B'nai Olam Haba. So this Rav Baroka was obviously very curious. He went up to these two men and he said, tell me, who are you? What do you do? So they said, we are Badchonim. We try to make people laugh. We try to cheer them up. Even the people who come here feeling sad and despondent with all their problems, we try and settle their arguments. They are the B'nai Olam Haba. So we see from here that there is a very positive idea coming out from the ideas of laughter, particularly when we look at going from one generation to the next, and we see how the Yiddish people survive through the idea of a sense of humor, that even when the Yidden were in the death camps, they were telling jokes to each other. So that laughter and humor can be a positive gateway. It's a positive way forward for committing chesed, as we've discussed. Bikucholim, we've seen how Kodesh Baruch Hu relates to the Leviosom fish as an act of chesed. We've seen how laughter is a positive thing for chinuch. Leman tzasapeh, as the Oznei bincho ven bincho, es ashe salalti b'mitzrayim, that this is the core time of the whole year when we're sitting on Seder night with the children around the table to be able to educate them. That is the idea of his salalti, that you should do it in a joyful, humorous way, because that way it will stick, like we said with the Rov, that the Shira they'll forget, the story they'll even forget, but the jokes they will never forget. And with the learning as well, that if one learns Torah with a humorous way, with an excited way, that's the way it will stick. However, if the humor is in a negative force, like with Lashon Hara or Litzonus, then obviously it's no good. And we should all be zoche to merit the days of Oz, Yimalei, Sechok, Pinu, or Lashon Negeri.